This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for the patient, Deborah Eady, E-A-D-Y, medical records 1490344, Deborah 618, 1959. Referring physician is Dr. Tariq Tayaba. Procedure performed, EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, necropolypectomy. Date of the procedure, June 29, 2022. Indications, heartburn, blood in the stool, screening for colon cancer, post of diagnosis, impression 1. Diffuse gastritis, number 2, descending colon polyp, number 3, internal hemorrhage, next number, diverticulosis, coli, paragraph, deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum. Yeah. For the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complications done immediately, medication, aspirin, motor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph, after procedure, aspirin, double temp, paragraph, findings, otopharynx appear normal, paragraph, esophagus appear normal, paragraph, stomach. There's diffuse regimen in antibody by taken radish by lower, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, paragraph. Biopsies were taken from distal esophagus, eosinophilic esophagitis, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, pure stigma, descending colon, multiple diverticular scene, pure in the descending colon. There's a cystal polyp about 5 millimeters, erythematous, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, paragraph. In the transverse colon, the scattered diverticulosis present, paragraph, hepatic flexure. There is a pure normal, ascending colon cecum, diverticulosis present, period. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2 and 3 fluid measures, number 3 avoid NSAIDs, number 4 monitor clinically, next number fiber supplementation, next number patient will need ABP colonoscopy in 5 years.